Check out the Full Press Hockey Podcast with Jim Behringer, the best in the business. It's going to be great. Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals.
I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove. Welcome to the Full Press NHL Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Behringer, the voice of Full Press Hockey, here with the Stanley Cup Playoff Edition. The playoffs are underway. The Carolina Hurricanes up 1-0 on the New York Islanders, and Toronto Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins also got underway Saturday night. Man, what two great games to open the Stanley Cup Playoffs, but we're going to dive in all around the series, really, all around the playoffs. We're going to look at them all. From the Islanders and Canes, Bruins and Hurricanes, all the way to the Western Conference. It's a great weekend. It's a great weekend to stay inside. It's a great Sunday of action on the slate beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time, taking you all the way through early Monday morning if there's overtime. But you can get this at Full Press Hockey Podcast YouTube. Thank you to Spitball and Sports Podcast for having us on here. Northeast Streaming Sports on a Roku channel as well. Get this at Full Press NHL on Twitter as well, Full Press Hockey on Facebook, and Full Press coverage on YouTube as well. Also, iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's dive into everything. As we said off the top, couple series getting going early Saturday. We have the Carolina Hurricanes, New York Islanders, a rematch from last year when Carolina won in six games. Look, if you checked out the other podcast, Final Word on Hockey, I had Will Cherucci on. We talked about Islanders and Canes and what needed to be done. Look, gotta keep it 5-on-5. The Islanders are a better 5-on-5 team. When they do, they play their defensive style. Noah Dobson's huge in that. Goaltending, you know, look, Varlamov, Sorokin could be a little bit better than Anderson and Kochekov. However, Freddie Anderson has found his game coming back from those blood clots, and kudos to him, right? And the Carolina Hurricanes, to me, they're probably one of the deepest teams in the National Hockey League and in the Eastern Conference, and I think that's why they're the favorite. Check it out. Bet Seneca. Seneca Sports Casino Lounge, also Sports Interaction, has them as the favorite to come out of the East. And why not? You add Jake the Snake Getzel, add Evgeny Kuznetsov, by the way, under the radar playoff-type impact player. You know what he's done with Washington. We saw what Getzel's done with Pittsburgh, to go with Seth Jarvis, to go with Sebastian Aho. Oh, Andrei Svechnikov, you know, Stefan Nation always finds a way to get a goal. And then on the back end, Brett Pesce, you know, Brady Shea, Brent Burns. Like, they have a deep team up and down this roster. And Carolina, again, deadly power play. You don't want to give them – the Islanders shouldn't be giving them power plays, right? We'll talk about another series down in the Battle of Florida. But one team shouldn't be giving another team power plays, right? So Carolina, again, they can strike on a power play, but if you're the New York Islanders, you want to keep this game 5-on-5, and there's a lot of good things to take away from game one. You kept it close. Kyle MacLean looks really good. Reminds me of John MacLean, his father, when he played for the Devils, and those playoff, big-time playoff goals that he scored for New Jersey, especially the ones to get him into the playoffs for the first time. So he has a nose and understands what it's like to play this time of year. You know, Patrick Waugh behind the bench, he was encouraged. He's just frustrated because, you know, he had chances to win the game, had chances early in the third period, couple of posts, and then bounce goes Carolina's way. And again, PNC Arena may not look aesthetically pleasing, but it's a tough building to play in. Just ask any team, really. And now, Carolina up 1-0. If they can go up 2-0, heading back to Long Island, it's going to be a short series maybe. But again, the Islanders are playing a style of defense that slows down this Carolina offense. And once Carolina gets into that defensive mode under Rod Brind'Amour, and this is a team, they play like their coach played, Brind'Amour, hard-hitting, good defensive player, won Stanley Cup. But they haven't won a Stanley Cup since 2006, haven't been to Stanley Cup final since then as well, always kind of stuck at, you know, that Eastern Conference final. I think with the additions that they made, you know, they're getting off their butt. Management decides to go after UFAs. I think this is the year that Carolina can make a deep run. However, don't discredit the Islanders. Patrick Waugh got this team playing the right way. Again, JG Pageot not in there. That's a tough loss. You know, Bo Horvat, Matt Barzell, Brock Nelson, Kyle Palmieri, you know, they got to lead the way. You know, Ryan Pulock and Pellick on the back end. So, you know, and look, I don't think Varlamov's going to lose the net after one game. He played well. I think he's going to be the starter for game two for the New York Islanders. And there's no reason why Carolina has to change a thing, right? They're going to stay with Freddie Anderson. They're going to play the same way. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in game two of this series. And, you know, the Islanders, you know, special teams is going to be an issue. After they gave up that first goal, their penalty kill was back to what we saw and how they got into the playoffs, right? They had that eight-game winning streak. You know, now they got to capitalize on the power play, and they got to capitalize on chances. Again, not getting a puck out when you have a chance, that's what good teams do. They capitalize, and that's what Carolina did, and here we are. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. As far as the Boston-Toronto series, look, until the Maple Leafs can prove otherwise, they can beat the Boston Bruins, and they haven't done so since 1959. I know it's a close to a pick'em series on for Bet Seneca and SIA, but still, I don't see it that way. I think Boston's a better team. They know how to play the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it's a psyche thing for this Leafs group, right? They got past Tampa finally, right? Now they got to get past Boston. And I know we go back to 2013, 2019. But there's been a lot of the same players that have been here through these playoff, you know, lapses and non-wins. They have one playoff series win. It was last year against Tampa, and they probably shouldn't have won that one because Tampa was a better team. You know, Auston Matthews got to step up. No William Nylander in game one definitely hurt. You got to see more from Mitch Marner, John Tavares, the back end. Guys cannot be making stupid plays that lead to goals, right? And, you know, it's a shame because Toronto is a good team. We saw what happened this year, right? We know what they can do, but again, it's a mental thing against the Bruins. Yes, there's no Patrice Bergeron there anymore. There's no Chara. There's no Krejci. No Lucic. But Jake DeBrusk is still there. He's been a game seven killer. Brad Marchand's still there. David Pasternak's still there. Does Pavel Zacha and Charlie Coyle scare you? No, but they're better. John Beecher, Jesper Boqvist. Great pickups, you know, especially Boqvist and Zacha from New Jersey. I mean, I think Don Sweeney's got to get an A for finding those guys and turning those guys. And then McAvoy, Lindholm on a back end. I think Grizzlick, I mean, their defense is still good. And there's a reason why they kept Jeremy Swayman and Linus Ullmark, right? And Jeremy Swayman, as much as people want to say, oh, they were surprised for game one starter, his record was 3-0 against the Leafs. He's played well all year, and he's been the number one guy for the Bruins. And he's going to get paid like it in the offseason. And, you know, they got to resolve this goalie situation. You can't go rotating guys. It's Swayman's net until proven otherwise because he's the number one and he's going to be the reason they can get far, right? And it's good to have a backup because you may need guys to back you up. We saw what Pittsburgh did in their back-to-back cup runs. Look, Fleury was there. Matt Murray played, you know. So you may need one guy to win you a series and another guy to carry you the rest of the way. You know, we've seen it. So Boston may not have the talent, but they know how to win in the playoffs. Jim Montgomery's got them playing the right way. And Boston is going to feed off what happened last year to Florida. They do not want to lose again because you will see major changes in Boston. Major, major changes will come, not just off the ice, but on the ice. And we know the roster's already going to be different. We know one of the goalies isn't going to be there. So I think this is what they want to do. They got to play the right way. And look, we know Jake DeBrusk is is what he is. We know what Pastrnak is. But again, on the other side, it's Toronto. It's a mental thing. You know, it really is. If you can't beat a team, it sticks with you. And I know this group hasn't been there since, you know, 59. But still, I mean, you know, Carlo, you know, DeBrusque, like those guys have been there. Matthew's got to figure it out, right? You got 69 goals in the regular season. That's all well and good. You got to get to the hard areas. You got to get to where you could score those goals in the playoffs. It's not going to be easy. You need Tyler Petrucci to step up. Max Domi, they're there for a reason. You know, what Matthew Nye's going to do, you know, is Ilya Samsonov the guy, or is they got to go to Joe Saval? Because, you know, if you have two goalies, you don't have any goalies. It's like if you have two quarterbacks, you have none quarterbacks. So very interesting series to see. Talked about it earlier, right? Team that needs to stay out of the box, Florida Panthers. And look, Florida's a heavy favorite against the Tampa Bay Lightning. They finished first in Atlantic, but the Tampa Bay Lightning have beat them in the playoffs. The previous two times they met, one was in six games, one was a sweep. And the reason they both happened was because Florida didn't stay out of the penalty box. And Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos, Braden Point, Victor Hedman lit them up. Now look, Sergei Bobrovsky can match Andrei Vasilevsky. But when Andrei Vasilevsky's on and the Tampa Bay Lightning just play defense and lock it down, if they score a goal, forget it, right? Now you got Hagel there. You got Duclair there. You got Dumba there. You got, you know, Tanner Janot finding his way. This team is deep again. And it may not be as deep as the teams that went to Stanley Cup Finals and won back-to-back Stanley Cups and went to three straight finals. It may not be that team. But they found newfound energy when Anthony Duclair showed up and Matt Dumba showed up, right? And you know what this team can be. And they know how to produce not only 5-on-5, but on a power play. And again, if Vasilevsky's healthy and Vasilevsky plays the way he's going to play, they're going to find a way to win games against Florida. And I know Florida has home ice advantage, but it doesn't really matter because the Tampa fans are going to show up. And again, I think game one is huge for Florida's psyche because that means they would have lost, I believe, six straight games to the Tampa Bay Lightning. No, sorry, seven straight games dating back to the 2001 Stanley Cup playoffs. So you don't really want to do that. If you're Florida Panthers, then again, it's a matchup thing, similar to what we see Toronto and Boston, right? You don't want that. So to me, I think, you know, I think I'm leaning Tampa here just because, you know, the pedigree, we got to see what Florida does have. Can they hit a wall? Can they really do what Tampa did, right? They went to Stanley Cup final last year. The same players are back. This is when it gets really good. As Paul Maurice said, you got Matthew Tkachuk there. Sam Reinhart, can he get his game going? Bennett's there. You know, can they find their game, right? You know, what's their defense going to be like? Montour, Ekblad. Like, what about Vladimir Tarasenko? Kind of an X factor, right? Like, let's see what this team can do because they can play. It could be a high-scoring game, which coaches don't like, or it could be a low-scoring game, which coaches like. And Tampa could play either style. And Florida could play either style. And I think they can take it to another level. We saw that stretch there in March after the trade deadline, before the trade deadline, February, March. They're that type of team where they can turn it on and they can play. And I think they have another level to go to. If they're going to make a deep run, this is where it's going to be. So going to be another fascinating and fun series to watch. And then obviously the Washington Capitals and New York Rangers, right? The Rangers, to me, you know, if you're the Rangers, right, you want to come out, establish early, right? But this is game one, right? In your building, it's going to be loud, President's Trophy, all that. You know, Washington, under Spencer Carvey, is going to play a slow, methodical, defensive game, capitalize on turnovers. We know Tom Wilson's going to be a menace. Do they match Rempe with him? But Rempe doesn't play 20 minutes like Wilson can and put the puck in the net like Wilson can, right? You got Ovechkin still. You got Oshie still. Dylan Strome. Sonny Milano, right? But does Washington have enough in the tank, right? The big question is, can Charlie Lindgren match the play of Igor Shesterkin, right? That's going to be the key. Did Washington burn enough oil to get into the playoffs, right? They played those two playoff style games, but this is where upsets could happen, right? We saw Philadelphia against New Jersey in 2010. You play your way in. We saw it last year. You play your way in and you're playing that type of hockey that is necessary to win. You're going to, you know, you may pull an upset here, but the New York Rangers are a better team on paper, led by Artemi Panarin. You know, Zuccarello used to be there, right? Zibanejad is there. And you have Kreider. You have Alexis Lafreniere, Trocheck. They're deep down the middle. Cooley, Brzezinski on the back end. Fox, you know, let's see what Condre Miller's made of. Jacob Trouba, we know he always brings those hits, right? He always brings those hits in the playoffs that you're like, oh, is that just suspension worthy? Ooh, cringing. That's how he plays borderline, and that's when the referees usually let things go. You know, can the Rangers rely on that power play? Remember, they were up 2-0 against New Jersey in last year. Didn't make any adjustments, allowed the Devils to just dictate the series. They can't do that again, or they're going to find themselves on the way out. Remember, Washington was an underdog against the Florida Panthers a couple of years ago, and if it wasn't for defensive lapses, they probably win that series. So, look, Washington can do it. They have the pedigree. But again, did they burn too much oil? Again, the Rangers, 5-on-5, they got to be a little bit better. But good teams, like you go back to 2003 with the Devils, right? Steamrolled Boston, steamrolled Tampa. Not really steamrolled Tampa, but found a way to win in 5 games, needed some overtime, right? But still, good teams find a way not to use the energy early in playoffs, and that saves you later on. So I think, for me, I think, you know, the Rangers should win this series, but I expect it to go 6. I think Caps take 2 games. So that's the Eastern Conference, all up on fullpresshockey.com. Check it out, Full Press NHL on the Twitter. We'll get them all up again. Get you ready for some preview along with the betting previews all up there as well. Let's move to the Western Conference right now. We got the Dallas Stars, Vegas Golden Knights. Man, what a series that's going to be. I don't think Dallas really wanted to play Vegas. Look, Vegas kind of just getting in there, getting guys healthy, right? Petrangelo, appendectomy, stolen back from a lacerated spleen. You know, guys are getting healthy at the right time. Tomas Hertl is there too. Marcia's still, we know what Vegas is, right? Kelly McCrimmon built this team a certain way. They got the players. Everybody's upset. They're the biggest heel in the National Hockey League, like Rowdy Piper, Jake the Snake, all those guys down the line. But they play that role perfectly, right? They play that role to perfection. Nobody likes them. They haven't liked them since day one, and they figure out ways to win hockey games. And I think if you're going to beat the Golden Knights, it's going to be in the first round when they don't know what kind of style they want to play. We know what they can do with that defense in front of their goaltending. But again, when they've been knocked out in the playoffs early, it's been in the first round. Most of the time they lose in the Western Conference Final. Let's see if they can go back to back, right? But it's not going to be easy because Dallas is a good team. Feels like it's Dallas's year, but every time they're a number one seed, they always slip up, right? Outside of 99. But still, I mean, this feels like Dallas should win this series. It's a rematch conference final, but we know Vegas can take over series, right? We know they can take over games. It could be over in the first period for all we want. But you got Wyatt Johnson, Logan Stankoven. You got Jason Robertson, Rupe Hintz, you know, Ben Sagan, Pavelski, Heiskanen, and Jake Ottinger is better than both those guys. And we got to see what Dallas is made of. But again, Vegas played a certain way coming into this, but they also lost a couple of games. Maybe they shouldn't have. Did they mail it in? We don't know, but it's going to be a fascinating series because I don't know if Dallas, this is your reward, right? You didn't want to finish second or third in the Central, right? Because if it was Dallas, Winnipeg, and Colorado all battling for top spot, But you didn't want to finish second or third because you knew there was a tough matchup. Well, you finished first, and this is your reward. You get the Vegas Golden Knights. So the defending Stanley Cup champions who, you know, getting everybody back at the right time. So it's going to be tough. Dallas, you know, let's see what they're made of because this is a big test because we know what happened last time Vegas went into Dallas. It was a shellacking in the first period, and the Western Conference Final was over. Dallas has to set the tone. Again, it's psyche thing, right? It's mental things. You got to play the right way going in to game one. So that's going to be fascinating. Now we go over Winnipeg, Colorado, right? Look, again, odds up on Full Press Bets, Full Press Hockey, courtesy of SIA and Bet Seneca, right? Winnipeg should win this series. They should. They have the better goaltender, Connor Hellebuck, right? And think about all the turmoil that was around the Jets last year, right? You know, they didn't play the right way coming in. A lot of question marks. Yeah, they steal game one from Vegas, but then after that, they kind of rolled over and it was the same stuff. And Rick Bonus had it out. We weren't sure who was back. Hellebuck stays. Mark Scheifele stays. They bring in Tyler Toffoli, Sean Monahan, great players. And then, you know, the additions of what you get for Pierre-Luc Dubois, Vilardi, Kapari, like the pick, like everybody's played a role on this team and they're a deeper team and everybody slots perfectly. And, you know, Nikolai Ehlers is healthy and their defense is playing well and everybody's buying into Rick Bonus's system. Connor Hellebuck's there, and Laurent like the Winnipeg Jets feel like a team that is being overlooked because everybody's looking at Colorado and saying, well, they can outscore their problem. But maybe they can't, because they remind me of the Pittsburgh teams that won a Stanley Cup in 2009 and then tried to outscore their problems because their defense wasn't that good. Colorado's defense is fine. It's their goaltending that's the issue. Remember, they got rid of Darcy Kemper because they won in spite of Kemper, not because of him. So we get Georgiev. He hasn't been lighting the world on fire. In fact, he was the reason they lost to Seattle last year. No Bo Byram this year. Casey Mittelstadt's in. It comes down to Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen. No Jonathan Drouin for the series either. What's Arturi Lehkonen going to do? Does Valeri Nichushkin step up? Yeah, they won their final game. Okay, big deal. Edmonton was playing nobody. They haven't looked great. They got shellacked by Edmonton and Dallas and Winnipeg, and they lost home ice. They got to go into Winnipeg. It's a tough place to play. Game one's going to be important, but it feels like this is the Winnipeg Jets' time to get back to a Western Conference final, but we'll see. I don't know. But they should beat Colorado because of the goaltending, right? They have the better goalie in Hellebuck, and he's been the better goalie the whole year. So very interesting to see. And then, obviously, we go – you know, Pacific, they got the champs. Vancouver Canucks, Pacific Division champs, they got their reward. Nashville Predators, they get in because 18-game point streak, 16-0-2 down the stretch, playing some good hockey. Again, it's Thatcher Demko, UC Saros. This is a goalie battle, right? And a lot of this Preds core and guys that they brought in have made deep playoff runs, made Stanley Cup runs, right? Ryan O'Reilly, character guy. That's what Barry Trotz told us, right? Barry Trotz was talking to Full Press Hockey at the draft, said it's going to be a fun year. They didn't think playoffs, but Andrew Brunette comes in, takes some time to buy in a system, but they're playing the right way. Evangelista's playing well. Tommy Novak, you bring in Anthony Beauvillier. Yeah, you make the Jakob Trenin the big deal, so what? He wasn't staying anyway. And, you know, Saros has picked up his game, right? Philip Forsberg's there. Roman Josi, Gustav Nyquist, what a signing. But again, character guys in the room. Ryan McDonough knows how to win Stanley Cups. He knows how to play the right way defensively. Ryan O'Reilly was there with the Blues in 2019. It's got that feel. It's got that Preds feel of 2017 when they went a deep run. Does Colton Sisson step up again, right? So the Preds have a chance against the Canucks, right? They do. Because do we really buy into Vancouver, right? It's Brock Besser. It's Elias Pettersson, JT Miller, Quinn Hughes. You know, Philip Roenick's playing well. Connor Garland. You know, Elias Lindholm needs to step up. Rick Tocchet, though, balances his lines out real well. And the Canucks are playing some good hockey. And ever since Demko got back, they've been playing better hockey, and they know how to win, and they know how to play physical. But again, what happens when you get punched in the mouth over and over? Remember, Vancouver has that reputation of shying away from the physical stuff in a playoff. So let's see what happens. Again, neither team was expected to be here. But again, I think a lot of people are picking Vancouver to win. But would it shock me that Nashville wins? No, because they feel like they're the Lightning of the West, right? You don't want to play them. Again, Vegas too, right? So tough matchup here for the Canucks, but, you know, this is what your reward is for winning the division. And then obviously the rematch from the last couple of playoff series. It's been, again, this reminds me of Boston, Toronto, and the East, right? Because LA's got one series win when they play the Oilers. And then the other ones came early in the 80s, right? Gretzky beat the Oilers a lot. And then when Gretzky got to the Kings, he lost but found a way to win too. But it's been all Edmonton because LA can't get a save. And if you go back to game four last year, up 4-1, that should have been 3-1 series lead headed back to Edmonton. No, Jack Campbell comes in, makes a couple of big saves. I wouldn't be shocked to see Campbell come up there in the playoffs. But again, we'll see what Bakersfield's doing, right? If they need him in the AHL playoffs, then he's probably staying there, but you never know, right? But again, Cam Talbot's got to make a big save. Do we trust him? What about Big Save Dave? Pierre-Luc Dubois got to step up for this team, right? You have Arvidsson. You have Kopitar. Doughty's been there. We know what Philip Deneau can do. The defense of this Kings can drive the Oilers crazy. We've seen it the last couple of years. The Kings can hold series leads. They just can't close this Oilers team out. Stay out of the penalty box. You've got to hold Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid in check. You've got to let the other guys beat you. They have Corey Perry. They have NM Henrik. Their defense is what it is, right? Bouchard, Ekholm. Do we really buy into Darnell Nurse? And what about Stuart Skinner? Like, he got lit up in his last game. What's that do to his psyche, right? But again, it's about the matchup. And it's about, can the Kings get the job done when they're up in the series? Can they get the big save? the Oilers are the better team and they have the best power play. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, all that stuff. But, you know, it's crazy to see what happens. So Western Conference preview up on Full Press Hockey as well. The betting previews are up on Full Press Bets, also on Full Press Hockey. TV schedule up as well. I've been Jim Berenger. This has been the Full Press NHL Podcast. Get it on YouTube, Full Press Hockey Podcast. Get it iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Also at Full Press NHL on Twitter, Spitball and Sports Facebook, Northeast Streaming Sports, the Roku channel. And guys, stay tuned for more great videos coming here from the Full Press NHL Podcast. Take care and enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll be back again real soon.
Barry Trotz, Nashville Predators, making sure you're listening to Full Press Hockey Podcast.